listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. We'll be right back. Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast coming at you today about songwriting. It will include some of the structure or formula of popular songs in general terms, of course, and how I go about writing songs. There are going to be some similarities with episode 10 of the podcast if you were to go back that far, but most of this will be new to your ears. So let's dive right in. So popular songs, the sort of structure, they follow a structure or a formula, if you will, of, and this isn't all the time, but it's speaking in general terms, verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, with variations of that meaning, an intro and an outro sometimes, which is like the beginning part of the song and the ending part of the song, possibly a pre-chorus and a post-chorus, and those are self-explanatory. A pre-chorus would come right before a chorus, therefore the prefix, and then the post-chorus would come after the chorus. Again, post is the prefix that would come, that means after the chorus. Usually those consist of some sort of fun musical melody on an instrument, possibly some vocal fun stuff like oohs and ahs and things of that nature. Each of these parts is close to being, if not entirely self-explanatory, like we talked about. I usually build up to the chorus throughout the song, but there are some songs which start right off the bat with the chorus, like Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, or everybody knows that as I Get Knocked Down. It's the first song that comes to mind. It's really interesting. So not every song sort of starts with this verse, chorus, bridge, chorus sort of formula we talked about. Like I said, a song like Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, which is considered, you know, I Get Knocked Down as the chorus, is like, I get knocked down, but I get up again. That song, it is starts right off with the chorus, which is so it's not doesn't always have to follow that formula, but general terms, it follows that formula we talked about. This isn't always how I write songs, just like all songs don't 100% follow the same structure, but generally, this is the case. So I wanted to get a little bit further into this today with you guys, since I haven't really talked about how I usually write songs, and it's kind of fun to dive into. Everybody's different, just like this. Every poet writes a poem differently. Every artist creates art differently. Every writer creates books differently. So it's not always the same, but for me, I usually end up picking up my guitar mostly, and nowadays it's become more of a ukulele and piano. Working on a chord progression that I've hopefully never used before. Strings of chords together in succession basically are what working on chord progression means. And then I start humming a musical melody along to those chords. No words yet, just humming. So if I'm playing something like, say, C, F, G, those chords in that order, I might hum a melody like and just to see if, you know, that sounds cool. And if it does, the next step is I try to see if I can find words that can fit with that melody syllabically. So that's the next sort of piece of the puzzle. And then, you know, try to make sense of a story so that it's not complete randomness that I'm writing, but it actually tells a story, the songs, the lyrics themselves. So that's generally how I do it. That's its most basic form. And over time, you know, more instruments get added in depending on the song and what each song calls for to round out the sound, so to speak. So the great thing about it is that all songs are different in the sense that some songs are great with just acoustic guitar and vocals and nothing else. Ukulele and piano is the same sort of idea with nothing else. While others involve the whole shebang, strings, guitar, bass, drums, percussion, piano, synth, anything else that comes to mind. A full production, so to speak. I love layering harmonies as well, and some songs I do throughout the entire song, throw them way back in the mix for a nice added texture. But this isn't something that's done all the time. And when recording the song, I usually sit down at home, piece everything together one by one, recording two takes of acoustic guitar, for instance, spreading one left and one right so you get the full sound of an acoustic guitar. It really makes the project a little bit bigger too, so it's got more of that element of something sounding bigger.
You build the song from there. And I use GarageBand on my iPad. It's got some really great inbuilt presets for effects and instruments. And GarageBand on my iPhone, believe it or not, is even better than the GarageBand on the iPad. And then I certain times will record it and will arrange and compose an entire song instrument-wise on the GarageBand on my iPhone, for instance, and then shoot it to myself in an email and open it up in Logic and record the vocals from there. So that's kind of like how the recording process sort of goes for me after I've written a song. Again, this is my usual way of writing songs and then recording them, and it's not the end-all be-all of every song I've ever written. There have been times I've had a specific topic I want to write about beforehand, and then I come up with some lyrics in poetry form, which is always pretty neat. And from there, I tried to put music and a melody to the already written down words. I can't stress enough, I know I said it a couple times already, that every song is different in the fact that it can take anywhere from 5 minutes to 5 years to finish a song. Yes, I said 5 years. That hasn't been the case for me, but there is one song I worked on for a good 2 years I wasn't particularly happy with until I finished it one day, finally. Something to Hope For, which is a song about world peace. It always felt like there was something missing from it. And I couldn't put my finger on what it was, and then I just kind of shelved it for a while and then came back to it, worked on it. Something didn't sound right. Shelved it again for a few more months. And after about 2 years, I finally finished the song and recorded it. It was really finding the fruit of my labor with that one. And then there's a song that took me about 10 minutes to write, and it came out in the first try. And that song is called Stay. And that's arguably one of my catchiest, most popular tunes I have. It's interesting. It's like sometimes there's no rhyme, pun intended, or reason for why songs take a short amount of time or a long amount of time. All I do know is that they all take time, that's for sure. Just like anything good in life, you got to put a little time, effort, and energy into it for something great to come about. Just wanted to give you a little insight as to how I go about the writing process when I write songs. Generally, and then, you know, sometimes it's a sort of a mix and match of everything we talked about, and a little bit of the recording process after I've written a song, and kind of the tools that I use, software programs, and ways that I end up getting fuller sounds and piecing together songs. It's to me, when I write a song and then record it, it's really about kind of putting a puzzle together and finding what is going to make the song sound the best, and removing my ego. I'm going to say it again, removing my ego from the situation and doing what is best for the song itself. Sometimes that's hard to do, but it's what's best in the end. So that's it for today. Have a great day today, and be good. I'll talk to you guys soon. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast signing off.
To find out there's nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. So let's make this the kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live in, have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. Slowly coming time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hey guys, it's Jim Gavin today coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast about peace and love. Always good topics to talk about, no matter what season it is. And I wanted to share a little bit with you about a song I wrote. And this might come in certain installments over the next few episodes, kind of to talk about some of the songs I've written and why I wrote them, and kind of dissect a little bit of the lyrics and then sing it for you in a live fashion right afterwards. So this first song is called Only Love Can Find a Way. I wrote it a couple years ago, pretty much like 6 months to a year after my son was born. And I just started, there's just been so many things in the news, and I feel like this is always relevant. There's so many things in the news about violence and people getting in wars and the terrorism and the school shootings and all of this sort of negative energy and these negative things happening all around us. It's scary and alarming, the rate that all of this is happening and continues to happen. So I thought, wow, what if I could just try to capture this in a song? So this is sort of like a folk song. It talks about no matter what's going on, love always breaks through in the end. love always wins, nothing will ever conquer love. And it really hit home for me. And I play this out live every so often, and sometimes I feel like it gets a mixed reaction because it's sort of calling certain things out to people's attention that maybe we don't want to pay attention to as a general public. So the first verse, just pieces of it, the second half of the first verse, I call people out, kind of paying attention to money. And I say there's more to life than getting rich, because when you die, you can't take it with you. So give it up, because what you think you need will never be enough. And it's just this sort of greed, this need for power that is just, I think, causes a lot of problems more than causes a lot of good. And sometimes people don't really want to hear that. They don't want to hear about the negativity that money could have. But it really can be a very negative force if you don't put it in its place. Yes, money is important. Money is necessary to living everyday life, but we shouldn't be consumed or obsessed by it. It should be something that we use to get certain things here and there, to use just enough as that you need, maybe a little bit extra that you can keep for yourself, and then, you know, to give to good causes and to help other people who are really not in a good spot. That's really what we're supposed to do with our money, and have it go towards more of a common good than a common bad, which is like all of the wars and the violence and everything. I just want to read through the chorus before I sing it. The chorus is, "All this time I sit and wait and wonder if you are ever going to change. Living blind without a hope, your soul's outnumbered. But I'm on your side tonight and every night. Only love can find a way." So it's kind of like, in a way, speaking almost in the way maybe how Jesus or God would talk to us. Being kind of blunt about it. And then in the end, knowing that somebody, that something is there sort of guiding the way and showing you that love is that way. There's no other way. Second verse talks a little bit about doing things kind of for the wrong reasons and forgetting the reason why we actually started doing something, and losing friends in the process and family, kind of leaving your family high and dry. But is it really worth it for money or greed or power or war or anything like that? So that's kind of the idea with this song. So here we go. We're going to sing it for you. And you can, if you want to, stream or purchase this on Bandcamp and CD Baby and iTunes and Amazon and many of the digital distributors you can find music on. This is "Only Love Can Find a Way."
Down.
So there you have it, guys. Only love can find a way. And it is so true, isn't it? That's it for today, guys. Have a great rest of the day. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.